Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you here on your local radio station, reminding you daylight savings time will begin this Saturday night. And also reminding you that Tri-State Livestock News makes a pretty good match with your morning cup of coffee. Sounds like it's time to pair it with Tri-State Livestock News, packed with insights on cattle, grains, sheep, and all things ag-related. Your morning routine got a whole lot better. You're just a page flip away from the pulse of the ranching world. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read, TSLN.com. And a reminder about daylight savings time. We got to switch those clocks ahead 1 hour coming up on Saturday night, right, Kim?
That's what they tell me.
I have a quick thing on daylight savings time. It's a guide to putting your clocks forward. If you have a smartphone, leave it alone. It does it with magic.
Okay.
All right. If you have a sundial, move one house to the right.
Check.
Okay. If you're on your stove or cooker or something like that, you'll need a master's in electronic engineering degree or a hammer.
Check.
Okay. And if you have a car clock, it's just not worth it. Just wait 6 months.
Check.
Okay. Those are some tips for daylight savings time coming up.
I like all of those. Those are good. Okay. Now, let's do a little social educating, shall we?
Okay.
Now, this is some of the good stuff. Don't forget this. What should you do if you accidentally pass gas in public?
Blame it on the dog.
If there's no dog.
Oh, I don't know.
I've got a tip for you.
Okay.
If it's obvious, you're the offender. In other words, if it's not obvious, don't say anything. But if it's obvious you are the offender, a simple pardon me is all you need to say. No one is interested in a lengthy explanation of what you had for lunch that afternoon. That's just so you know.
I have a little something here from Jack Ostergaard out of Gothenburg, Nebraska, in a book called Open Range. I thought I'd share that today.
Oh, jolly good.
It's just called Friends. We grew up as neighbors, old Pete and me. I was born in 29. He was 5 in 33. We went through the Great Depression and neither knew he was poor because none of other folks that we knew had anything more. We grew up through many changes, things like REA, saw things change from working horses to the mechanization that we have today. We shared our plans, our Saturday nights, school days, and double dates. Had our share of quarrels and fights and likes, dislikes, and hates. We both grew up with ranching in our blood. We settled on neighboring ranches, labored through drought and flood. When I was in need of help, I only had to ask, and he was there assisting me in any kind of task. We would silently ride side by side, and it seemed as if we could communicate through our thoughts. We both understood. Few people are so fortunate to have a close friend like that, someone that you could count on to stick by you to the end. We've spent our lives together, and you can bet your hat that I'm proud we call each other friend, because you can't be more than that. And that's Jack Ostergaard, called Friends.
Okay, Mike, let's make a switch. I've got some cute little jokes. How's that sound?
Okay.
Okay, I changed my computer password at work, but I didn't write it down, so naturally I couldn't remember it the next time I tried to sign on. I called the help desk and was asked to hold while the tech looked up my password. A minute later, she came back on. Does stupid sound familiar?
With an exclamation point?
Yeah, Cindy Swindrowski sent that from Drake, Colorado. That was funny, I thought. My last promotion entitled me to a bigger cubicle. Since I was comfortable where I was, I declined the larger space, but my boss insisted and had maintenance workers expand my cubicle by 18 whole inches. Once the work was completed, my boss stopped by and with a benevolent grin announced, "Now this is more befitting your new status."
Okay.
Here's the scene. I'm setting the scene. In a law office, a lawyer overheard on the phone with a client. "Why do you call me when you're trying to name your cats, but you don't call me when you've been served a subpoena?" Oh, but the best one, my sister and I were working in our parents' store when we caught two women stuffing baby clothes into their large purses. After we caught them, they said, "That's it." Not only that, they replied it quite indignantly as they threw the clothes on the counter just before storming out. "Under no circumstances will we ever shop in your store again." That's kind of like, "That's okay, goodbye, yeah. See your way out."
There's the door, don't let it hit you on the way out.
Oh, and then to wrap it up, working at an unemployment office has to be a tense job, knowing that if you get fired, you still have to come in the next day.
That's true.
How rough is that?
Keep listening, everyone, for another edition of The Good Stuff